talking with Coach Smoot of Clinton on the KMZ football fifth quarter show tonight. Coach, who did you play tonight?
We played the El Dorado Springs Bulldogs.
And how did that come out for you?
Well, it came out pretty well for us. We came out and we played with a lot of fire and enthusiasm, and we started putting some things together. It took another big step forward for us.
And what is your, by the way, what is your season record right now?
Well, we're 1-3 after tonight. We got to win tonight. We're pretty young, and we had to go through a growing process, and we just continue to get a little bit better every week. And tonight was when we were able to finally take those steps and get on the right side of the ledger.
Sure. Who were some of your standout players tonight?
Well, on the defensive side of the ball, we have a young sophomore named Charles Bailey. And I tell you what, that young man had 2 interceptions tonight. I don't know how many tackles he had, but I know that he had 14 tackles last week. Just playing out of his mind. We just got to get him coached up, make sure he's doing his assignments all the time. But I'm telling you what, you want to talk about a motor. That guy gets after it. Defensive line-wise, we played really well and controlled the line of scrimmage. Those guys were very, very good. Eldo got down in inside our five, and we forced a turnover, and we bowed a little bit, but we didn't break. On the offensive side of the ball, our entire offensive line got the job done tonight. So we ran 30 more offensive plays than they did, and that was because our offensive line was very dominant up front. And Tanner Perry and Kieran Cook running the football, and Lane Miller controlling it back to their quarterback spot. They did an outstanding job.
Coach, it may seem kind of unfair to ask with a score of 21-0, but do you see room for improvement anywhere on your team?
Oh yeah, we left 4 scoring opportunities on the field. We got down inside the 10-yard line at 2 different times and turned it over on downs. We just didn't finish. So there's definitely something we got to work on right there. We got to work on being able to finish. We threw an interception from inside the 30-yard line, another one that we got to definitely work on. And we can't do those kind of things. But this was a big step for us. Last week we played Holden really well for 2.5 quarters, and then the wheels kind of came off on us. We weren't sure what to do next. And then this week we were finally able to put it all together, and that's a huge step.
Right, sure is. Well, what do you expect? Who are you taking on next week, and what do you expect in that game?
Well, we have O'Hara next week here at home for homecoming. I expect us to be fired up with enthusiasm, just ready to come out and play. It's our homecoming, and it's a conference rival. I imagine we're going to be up. They're a good football team. They've always got good athletes. They're very well coached. Coach DeMaria and his staff do a great job with those guys up there. We just got to continue the process that we're in right now, taking the next step forward, and then the next step and the next step. And we talk about it being day by day. We get better and better, and that's what we got to continue doing.
Just build it week by week throughout the season. Well,
yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Listen, Coach, we sure appreciate you calling us tonight, and good luck next week in your homecoming. We'd love to hear from you, win or lose. We know we always do, and we appreciate you calling in tonight on the KMZU Football Fifth Quarter Show.
Hey, thank you guys for your coverage of high school football.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Coach Smoot of Clinton, Missouri, coming out on a win tonight over El Dorado Springs, 21-0.